heard that, but it's not in my vocabulary. I wouldn't use it. I haven't seen it enough in print. I maybe remember sometimes seeing it, but it's not common to me at all.
Right. What do you call the places, if there's more than one, where hay is stored in a barn?
Hayloft? Jenna, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
All right. What do you call a shelter for cows?
Other than a barn or
other
stable?
Than the barn. Mm-hmm.
Cow pen sometimes, where you have a cow enclosed or something. Of course, now you're not thinking of a dairy.
No, but now are there separate barns sometimes where cows are kept?
I suppose so. If anybody had, even didn't have enough to be a dairy, but just had several cows. But I don't think about anything that's just a barn.
Is there a special name for a building where cows would be taken to be milked?
Cattle shed, maybe? No. Cow barn is sometimes a term cow is put in front of barn. That's all I think of them.
All right. Do you know of any equipment that's used in milking cows?
I'm not much of a farmer. Yeah, use your hands. I used to could milk.
Both hands. That's beautiful equipment.
Of course, today they have milking machines.
Right. What is the animal that's raised on a farm for pork?
Hog.
And what's the enclosure where they are?
Pig sty or pig pen.
What about a farm, and I think perhaps you mentioned this a minute ago, that keeps cows for milking
yeah,
purposes?
Yeah, dairy.
And do you know, what do you think of when you say dairy? Do you think of what I just said?
If you say somebody runs a dairy, I think of the big barn and the cows and equipment that they'd have and the cream separators and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you make a distinction between the dairy as a dairy farm and the dairy as the people who deliver milk?
Yes, today there'd be a distinction. There are some dairies that are just the business organization, the cows, the milk, and that. It's not part of a farm or anything. There are some dairies that it's a man who owns the farm and has a large number of cows and sells the milk, and in a way you'd think of it in a little different connection. One is a completely just a commercial enterprise for the selling of milk. And the other is part of a farm, maybe.
But you'd probably refer to them both as dairy?
Yes, I expect so. That farmer runs a dairy, we'd say. Mm-hmm.
And just the context
yes.
would really tell
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what you mean.
All right. What do you call the weed that's grown and chopped up to be put inside cigarettes?
Tobacco.
And what do you call the area where it's grown? The small area where it's grown.
I see something other than a field. Tobacco. I don't believe that word comes to me.
All right.
Now, tell me what you had in mind. Let me see.
How about patch?
No, I'd say a cotton patch, but I wouldn't say a tobacco patch.
You would.
And people may say it that live where tobacco is raised, but I wouldn't. I'd just say, look at that field of tobacco, I guess.
All right.
I don't think I had it up to
enough. Is there something beside cotton that you would use in your
patch? Yes, corn patch. We speak of a corn patch and a cotton patch, but I don't believe anything else has a word back.
Does patch mean size, really? Do you determine patch by how big the
area
is?
Yes, perhaps. If it was a great big field of cotton, we wouldn't say a cotton patch. A great big field of corn, I believe it tends to be a smaller area.
Do you have any other descriptions for fields?
No, but one thing, I thought of another kind of patch.
Okay.
Briar patch, born and bred in a briar patch.
Oh. We're a rabbit.
Yeah. Any other term for field, did you
any
say?
Any other terms that you might use for fields to distinguish their size from one another?
Let me think. Things I've read, some big farms, they'd speak of a quarter section or something that they had in cotton or corn. Great big farms in the West where they had great big areas of cotton and where it's laid off in sections and quarter sections, but it's not here in this area. So I guess I'd just say a large field.
Mm-hmm. Would you name as many different kinds of fences as you can think of, according to their construction?
Old-time rail fence. And wire fence, of course, would include a lot of different kinds of wire fences.